Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, you're here watching and listening to Ultra Life, the show about business and life. I've got a special guest here today, Kathy Keith Hermsen, right? Is that right?
And Kate, too.
Kate, too.
Kate.
You like how I do that? Keith. So we're here, we're going to be talking about aging, tips and tricks you can do about aging. We're talking about what kind of show we should talk about. We've both been having amazing experience with people aging around our lives. And of course, as you know, we choose to age. And I'm saying if we choose to age, someday, somewhere, we'll realize that we choose not to.
We are ageless and timeless.
Ageless and
timeless. And here we are.
So why, tell us a little bit about yourself. Why are you on?
Because I'm passionate about processes of life that keep us healthy and in balance. I have a company called Be Balance. We like to teach people about the foods we eat that are affecting us a lot like you do, how to exercise appropriately for yourself. And I teach yoga. And yoga has all those concepts in it about keeping the spine healthy. Really quickly, I have to tell you, I had class in California once, and the woman that taught was Marilyn Monroe's roommate when they were growing up, and she
talked to them.
And she said to us during that class, she kept reminding us that you're as healthy as your spine. And I believe that because, you know, when life brings you forward, when gravity is our biggest stress and everything's bringing you down, your attitudes, the way you feel about things, and, you know, the things you eat are crappier, you don't like exercising, you better lift it back up. You can start breathless and lifting the spine. So that's one of the things I believe in.
We're sit straight.
Now we got to sit straight. Because gravity does this.
Kathy's almost as tall as I am.
Yeah. I've been growing my spine.
You watch the show?
I have.
You know what?
He does in real life.
So we want to share a little bit about aging and helping my parents out. They've been aging, dealing with issues, and I've seen them for years. I've tried to help them help exercise. Early hit the tip of the iceberg. To give them that maybe or maybe not, they're experiencing now that might. You might not have had to deal with as much. Have you seen that? Because one of the reasons why I'm pretty sure you said aging is you're aging. We all are. Because we're choosing that. And your mother.
I'm taking care of my mom.
You're taking care of your mom. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Yeah.
If I ask you a question you don't want to talk about,
okay.
Just go.
Well,
let me talk about this instead.
Quickly, I was raised by two really energetic people. My mom and dad were both very active and busy. But my mom in particular, and I said this one other time we talked, when you ask her now what her motto is, how do you be so healthy at your age? She said, it's really simple. You got to move it or lose it. She said, I was a golfer and a dancer. She was performing. She was 83, tap dancing. And very positive. I would watch her up there on the stage, and I would cry because I thought, that's my mom. She looks like she's about, you know, 40 years younger than she was. She had such good energy. And
40?
She did. She looked so much younger than herself.
I don't know.
I mean, because she was
83,
and maybe she looked 60. And people were shocked. And now, when I take her to the doctor, they look at the chart and go, is this you? And it's hard to believe. But her attitude is so positive. Mm. She broke her hip.
She's spicy.
She broke her hip a year ago, right now. And she was so cute in the hospital. She would kid you and say, oh, it'll be better tomorrow. But that's how she thinks. She doesn't hang on to the wound and the injury. Yeah.
Has she always been that way? Or did she?
Yeah. Uh-huh. She, in the middle of the coffee table is her trophy for her hole-in-one. And we were watching a golf show one Sunday, and she said, she looked up and giggled and said, every time I golf, I got a hole in one. And I said to her, I like how you just make the stories better. Why not? Life's kind of a story.
Mm.
Make better stories.
Mm.
She didn't ever, she got one hole in one. But she, in her head, I think she thinks that she did it a lot.
Mm.
Why not? It makes her happy. And we used to try to change that. And now you just let her be happy. She is. So that's one thing that helps. And we always ate healthy growing up. She eats a lot of junk now. You can eat whatever you want.
Hey, Glory, thanks for the question. We'll actually do a portion of the Facebook Live show. We'll answer questions from now on. So we'll get back to your question. And then we have about 5 minutes left on our on the radio portion, which is right here. So I just want to go over some things quickly. But what are some things that you think we could do, Tricia?
Well, I one of the things that I have struggled with are joint issues. Very active growing up, and I ruined my knee when I was in college. And
well,
I noticed
great...
that. Yeah.
About nutrition.
About nutrition?
Yeah, then we'll go back.
Well,
sorry.
My kids.
I forgot.
I don't know. Well, I have four children, three daughters that are very active, and they say to me all the time, what can we do now so we don't struggle with joints as we grow older? And I, and it's very common. So I have them really look at different things. One of the things that my mom always did was she drank apple cider vinegar every day. And they're saying a lot of things about it.
Yeah.
I have an article of 81 things that apple
with
cider vinegar.
With the mother.
With
right?
The mother in it,
the
yeah.
Mother.
Y'all
can
natural.
You explain what the mother is?
Well, I you know how to explain it better.
No, it's the stuff left over when they make apple cider vinegar.
Yeah, it's the it's a healthy
stuff.
Process. So
yeah.
You're not eliminating the really healthy.
You're not filtering it so much
yeah.
That you're losing part. So she did apple cider vinegar. What
yeah,
did you
did
do?
That.
What did you do nutritionally? People, when I what I've noticed, I mean, I'll skip the state of mind for a second. I've noticed that people's state of mind constantly. They'll be a certain age. Or ask a person a certain. They want to know how old that person is. And
right.
Story up. And they can process. Oh, you should. Whatever. You don't. If you're young, you don't know enough yet. Oh, you haven't had that experience. Oh, it's all that kind of stuff. Oh, I remember when I was old. Reminisce. Or if they're older, oh, your knees are going to go bad. You got to be careful, be careful, be careful. You know, they want to create a whole story about it, financially and health-wise.
Yeah, the stories we're telling.
And everything
yeah.
Else.
It's like
the whole thing.
One of the things I say when I teach yoga all the time is where the mind goes, the body will follow. Because if you're... You know, you've been around people that are always complaining about their aches and pains. It's not very fun. There's that old saying that says, laugh and the world laughs with you, cry and you're all alone. I think it's kind of true. We don't want to listen to all that. It was Wayne Dyer. I was listening to him one time. He said, when he was around his mother and she would be with her friends and they'd talk about all their ailments. And she would say, please don't talk about that. I don't want to acquire that. You know, I think when we hear it a lot, we think, oh, I think I've got... I have that problem too. So I think it's avoiding a lot of conversation about what's not working and focus on what is working.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. And that the stories, you create your world. The stories, right? So if you're eating good nutrition, you know that.
Mm-hmm.
So one of the things I do on shakes, I've been doing them as
yes.
Much as I should, but organic is huge. It's got to be organic because yeah, it's been scientifically proven it has more nutrients than. Conventionally grown, which means it has everything, the growth items they use to help it grow faster, maybe GMO, all that stuff. Organic and scientifically proven to do better for you,
right.
Be healthier.
Your body doesn't have to process all this crap.
Avoid fast foods. So make a shake every day. Have two or three salads. Eat. I'm not, for me, it depends on your blood type. For me, I eat fish and chicken mostly and some beef. It's a huge difference. Huge.
When you're eating more protein.
Heavy.
And there's that whole thing about how much chicken or how much protein compared to carbs. We need to raise our protein level to grow strong bones and good joints.
So we just want to thank everyone for listening on the radio show. You're listening to Adam Tajdian, Ultra Life, the show about business and life, and Kathy T. Thompson. And how do they get a hold of you?
I'm on Facebook and Instagram, the same, Keat Kid and Be
Keat
Balanced.
Kid?
I have
how do you spell Keat?
K-E-A-T-E.
K-E-A-T-E.
It's English, like John Keats thought. And Be Balanced, I have that on Instagram. That's where I post all my retreats
and
workshops.
Retreats and workshops. Mention your workshop. Really.
I'm trying to do one more often. We're going to do it every month, but we teach in there. I like to teach Ayurvedic cooking and the whole process, Ayurvedic lifestyle, which is the most ancient healthcare system in the world, and it really works how you have a test and find out what the dosha is. You follow the seasons, all the spices that are good for your body so that you get all of your six taste buds appealed to in each meal, and then you don't have the cravings crap so much.
So thank you guys for listening. We're still going to go on with Facebook Live, so don't go away if you're watching. You can listen for our show weekdays, 5 o'clock, and we'll have a special show occasionally at 12 o'clock. Thank you for listening, and we'll catch you later. See ya.